snack babies, pizzas, sweets, and sometimes crisps.
Welcome to Snack Babies, a new podcast on the internet sponsored by Big Holes in the Ground Still. My name's Aaron, here my personal pals Dave.
Hey, boys.
We have Brick.
Hello. Hello.
And calling from Old Ireland, Old Irish Nico.
Hello.
It's our usual snack episode, talking about snacks we're eating, going around the horn, hearing about the snacks you folks are eating. I want to hear what's going on in your snack world. This podcast is taking off in popularity. Everyone's talking about it. It's the talk of the town. So we owe it to our listeners to dig into these snack issues. Now, I know one of us was very hungry earlier, and this was Nico.
Yeah.
And you have some famous old Irish snacks to show us. So please tell us these Irish snacks and then eat them and tell us about how you're eating them.
All right. So I got the weirdest three things I could see at the cash register at the place that's closest to my house. So this was low effort, but there was effort made.
Hey, that counts.
So number one is, I think, probably the most popular snack in Ireland.
It is just a potato.
Potato crisps with Mr. Tato.
That's pretty cute.
These things are so popular here that there is a Tato Park that is a theme park and a zoo.
It's a lion.
Wait, yeah. It's real?
Or a tiger, rather.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's outside Dublin. Yeah.
Well, obviously we're going to go.
I mean, it looks super shitty. Even in their own pictures. I think they have one kind of real roller coaster and then whatever this tower bullshit ride is.
Yeah.
And then most of the other ones are like teacups or, you know.
What are those animals?
It's like meerkats, those probably.
Look like, meerkats. And then there's
potato cats.
Traditional Irish tiger. Celtic tiger. And these are, you know, they're cheese and onion flavored. They're fine.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good flavor.
Pretty good for
a live Snack Babies record from Tato Park. Or Tato Land. Tatopia.
Number two. Tatopia. Kirkcurry.
Okay.
green chutney style.
Whoa.
Chips. The first weirdest part about this bag, I think, is that you get 2 gigabytes of free data.
Yeah, fuck is that?
When you buy it. Yeah. For reference, I don't know what prices are like in America, but I paid $20 a month for my cell plan and I get 20 gigabytes. So this is an offer of approximately €1 to switch cell carriers to whatever the fuck Airtel is. I've never heard of them before.
Right.
And these are like kind of a
Cheeto structure.
Like Cheeto style.
Yeah, Cheetos. Yeah.
Dustless Cheetos.
The other funny part about these things is I got all three of these snacks 2 days ago. And since then, Kathleen has commented on the green chutney chips no less than 3 times. Being like, those actually look really good. Make sure you save some of those for me. Like, I think those are going to be good. And they're not bad. They're spicy.
Yeah.
Which you're probably going
to
like.
Is Kathleen on hand to give a live reaction?
Here. Try it.
Yeah.
Bring in the snack lady.
I like that they're like Cheeto formed.
She likes the
Cheeto form. Those sound good. I definitely want to try those. That sounds awesome.
They are very spicy. But yeah, chutney flavored Cheeto. Basically.
That's awesome. In terms of spice, how would you rate it compared to like Flamin' Hot Cheetos? Is that kind of spicy or more like where is the spice scale?
How many thumbs, how many dicks?
It would be a project to eat the whole bag, I feel.
Wow,
like.
Okay.
And part of it also is because there's a lot of chips in this bag.
That's nice.
I would guess, I don't know, 8 ounces of chips.
Okay.
They're spicy.
Yeah.
I don't have a good memory of how hot Flamin' Hot Cheetos are. I would say if it was a salsa, I would say it's going to be hot.
Not okay, wow.
Hot. Number three.
Yeah.
This is possibly my favorite. It's Euro Creme.
Oh, God. When Brick has that reaction, it's trouble.
I think it's just a plastic box full of counter temperature chocolate cream and maybe vanilla.
Whoa.
It's like just some kind of a...
It's not quite pudding. It's more like paste consistency.
It's thick.
Yeah.
It's somewhere between a chocolate bar and a pudding. It's like,
oh boy.
Oh, no.
Have you tried it yet?
No, I haven't. And also,
go for it. Go for it.
There's no implement to eat it with.
Right. So. There's no like spoon and tied to it. It's just
just tongue it right out.
Or like a
green
like
chutney Cheeto.
Little stick. Like,
yeah. Use a green chutney Cheeto.
Oh, dude. I went down hard.
It's
probably
a lot.
Too soft.
It needs something. It needs like a cookie or something. Like, this is, do people just eat a whole palm size serving of chocolate cream?
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aaron would.
It's like, I feel like I should be frosting a cake with this.
It sounds like it's kind of like Nutella like.
Mm.
What's the how thick is the consistency?
It's thick.
Like icing or Cool Whip?
It's icing.
Or somewhere in between.
I think it's almost thicker than icing. It's like fondant. Thick.
You could like frost a cake with it.
Mm,
it sounds like Nutella. Like Nutella is, you can eat by a spoonful, but you are supposed to put it on something.
Well, guess what? I Euro-crammed already.
You Euro-crammed your pants.
Yeah. You know. Euro-crammed for a while now.
Fucking stupidest name.
I mean, that's a decent segue into what I got to share, if you want. Which is, so I also have three things. It was going to be my second one, but since you just mentioned that, I found a pack of Dunkaroos.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I saw those in 7-Eleven recently.
Yeah, it was in 7-Eleven. I had thought that those, in fact, I had been joking maybe a week prior about how they didn't exist anymore and Dunkaroos were great. Right. And then I found some Dunkaroos and I bought them. Not great. They're awful. So the cookie was fine. Mm-hmm. It was like basically like a Vienna finger cookie, but maybe the size of a dime.
Yeah.
I had remembered them being kangaroo shaped.
Yes, they were.
Well, these are just circles with a D on them.
Oh, that's kind of familiar too.
Like,
I remember them being kangaroo shaped though, or Dunkaroo shaped.
I do too, but I maybe they used to be and they're different now. Right. I don't know. Also, the packaging seemed pretty budget. Mm-hmm. Like, it didn't seem like it's owned by like a major conglomerate. Like someone maybe just got the name and was like making it on the cheap in Bangladesh or something. I don't know. And then
maybe it's like Dunkaroos or something, and it just looked like a U.
Dunkaroos, God. But really, where it failed was the dip. Mm. Because it was straight cake icing. Way too sweet, way too thick, and just unpleasant. Really? It needed to be a creamier consistency or something. Like, it was too thick. Like, the cookies snapped thick.
Whoa, okay, that's way too
right?
thick.
Right? And, if I had given you that on a spoon and, like, some Pillsbury pre-canned cake frosting in a spoon, you would not be able to tell the difference. Which, I guess some people, that's great. But I don't want to do either of those things.
I do remember the Dunkaroos dip being, like, frosting, but not that thick.
But softer.
Yeah, spreadable. Yeah. Certainly.
Is there an expiration date on
it? Yeah, so just across, I don't know. I didn't check. I should have.
You might want to next time.
It didn't taste old. It tasted and it seemed like it was what it was trying to be. Right. It just I didn't like it. Oof. You could tell when like sugar stuff's old, it gets that kind of like crust to
it.
It wasn't like that. It wasn't like that.
Right. I heard there was a Dunkaroo cereal out there as well. I haven't seen it in the wild, but if I do, I will definitely acquire it, taste it.
Yeah, that might just be a whole separate. We might have to do canon or canon, but with cereals.
Oh shit.
Cereal or cereal, S&C maybe? I don't know.
Cereal or cereal killed. Like, so either it stays a cereal or a serial killer must kill it.
You either eat it and enjoy it or you're forcibly choked to death with it.
Richard Ramirez, a Night Stalker, comes and murders you.
All right. Second one is so seltzer. Polar seltzer has started doing like lots of different flavors. Yeah. The store brands are now following suit and they're just whatever they can come up with. I think I'm trying to figure out if they just have different flavors and they mix them together like a kid with creepy crawlers and it's like, yeah, now it's a thing. Or if they just do them and like have someone taste them and be like, let's just take our best guess at what this maybe is and then make a label. I don't know. So this one is Stop and Shop brand Blueberry Lavender.
Huh. Ooh.
Uh-huh. It doesn't taste like blueberries or lavender. Also, I don't know what lavender tastes like, so maybe it does. I don't know. It's not good.
I mean, I think that both those flavors are good separately. Lavender can be good, especially in cocktail, but not in seltzer and not together.
Yeah. It is not gross. It's just not good. Tastes like it's trying to be flavored. I'm not going to be buying it again. So far, the best one I found is the ginger mule.
Yeah, sure.
I wouldn't want to be eating lavender at all. That's like eating a smell. Ugh.
I don't know. Rose water.
Yeah, lavender water can be really good. In the right context,
It's not bad.
But that's the wrong context for sure.
All right. And then this last one is a real winner. So we had talked when Aaron was talking about spicy something Doritos. What were you talking about?
There was the spicy nacho or the spicy nacho, my favorite Dorito for sure. And there was the chili nacho as well.
So in that conversation, we mentioned tangentially Takis.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So it was my understanding that there was two kinds of Takis. Fuego, which is maybe the hottest like standard snack that I can think of. And then mild, which I've never tried because why would I want a mild Taki when I can have the really hot one?
We've all said that.
So then I found this.
Whoa.
What is it?
Which is Blue Heat Takis.
Oh, God.
It is hot chili pepper tortilla chips. And this is an A+ snack.
Wow.
So it is blue.
It's definitely blue, yeah.
And here's what it does. It is still one of the hottest snacks I've had, but it's maybe 10 degrees less hot than super hot Takis.
Okay.
So it's not like go for milk, but it's like you'll feel the burn.
Right.
And then two, you get the Cheetos dust, but it's blue. Mm.
So it looks like you fingered a Smurf.
Yeah.
Why would that stain your finger?
It's all powdery up there. Wow.
So, great snack.
That's interesting. I would definitely be in the market for that because I like the spicy, but not too... The extremely spicy is rough for me, so if that's like a little bit less...
It's in the neighborhood of Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Okay, yeah. That's still...
Fuego Takis are definitely a step up.
Right.
So this is more... It's still pretty spicy.
Have you investigated your shit recently? Is it also blue?
I haven't pooped. I just bought this yesterday, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, please do report back.
Because... I bought a good chunk of a bag.
Are you a morning pooper?
Yeah.
Oh, but you're just trying these now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this morning it wasn't blue, but I'm hoping if I have a little
really
more.
Pound the whole bag and see what happens.
I don't mind a blue tortilla chip. I've never tried a blue.
So the
thing shaped like that.
I don't know if you can see. It's yellow tortilla chips with blue dust.
Huh.
Which is a strange choice. You'd think they would do the blue chips, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're great. This is like one of the better chips I've ever had.
I need to be looking out for that.
Find yourself blue heat tacos.
Dave, what's in your snack world?
Well, I've tried only one new thing, and I bought it inspired by Brick, because I think he mentioned this an episode or two ago. It was a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup with pretzel.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't like it.
Did not like
it. Wow. No. Tell us more.
It was like, to compensate for the saltiness of the pretzel, they made the rest of it sweeter. It was just too
even
sweet.
Even sweeter than a normal Reese's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless, I mean, it's been a long time since I've had a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup anyway, so maybe I've just forgotten how sweet it is, but ooh.
Yeah, I wonder.
It was too much.
I wonder if that's part of it too, is like the after a vacation from Reese's coming back to them being like, this is shockingly sweet.
Yeah.
You're not as a nerd to the sort of peanut buttery taste.
They are. It is the sweetest peanut butter on planet Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I had to discard it.
Wow.
So are you a fan? Are you a fan of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups normally? I mean, I guess if you haven't had one in a few years, probably not your number one snack.
Yeah. I don't think it's a go-to. I don't eat candy regularly anyway. So I don't know, that could play a role, but
except for during a Halloween recording of Yak Babies when we housed two bags of Halloween candy.
An entire neighborhood's
worth of candy. And like a single night, they took that thing to town.
Talk about a sluggish poop.
My body on the floor of the bathroom, not moving. Yeah. So I have some seltzer stuff as well. Segueing from Brick's story, I love Polar Seltzer. It's my favorite of the seltzers, certainly. I subscribe to the VIP newsletter to get all the recent updates on Polar News.
Is that a real thing?
Oh, yeah. You can go to the website right now and sign up for it. So I got notification of two recent seltzer flavors. One is they celebrated their 100th seltzer flavor with the creation of a new seltzer called Polar 100. It's great. It's like starfruit and strawberry and some other citrus. When I read the description, I was like, well, strawberry's not my favorite of the polar flavors, so maybe we'll see. And the strawberry is very subtle, and the starfruit is much more dominant. It's a really good, very sort of light citrusy flavor. It's really delicious. Definitely a sort of very exciting combination of flavors. And then last week, they announced all the new summer flavors. So every summer and fall, you get sort of new seasonal polar flavors. So this year, there are three new ones and two holdovers from last year. The holdovers are strawberry margarita, which was pretty good. Even though strawberry is kind of rough, it's a pretty good flavor. And then there was the blackberry mango, which was not so good. Not a huge fan of the mango flavor. The blackberry is very good, but the mango is like, it's kind of okay. Three new ones though. One was watermelon mojito. One was like raspberry lemonade iced tea. And one was tropical cherry, which was cherry and pineapple. Now, I was looking forward to the iced tea the most because that sounded really intriguing.
Yeah, but iced tea flavor is kind of
weird. I was definitely a wild card, but I was like, that sounds like the most like likely to be a good summer flavor. The watermelon was second most anticipated, and the one I was looking forward to least was the tropical cherry because I really don't like pineapple. So I tried them all, and lo and behold, the tropical cherry fucking rules. It's so good. It's a really delicious combination. The pineapple is just subtle enough, and mostly the sweet cherry. It's a really good, refreshing, crisp flavor for summer. I was really into it. The watermelon mojito, just fine. Watermelon and lime work really well together. It's a great flavor. Kevin?
My favorite seltzer flavor is watermelon grape.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm intrigued to try. Yeah, it's, again, Stop and Shop brand. There's some wacky flavors.
There.
It doesn't taste like either watermelon or grape, really, but it's just really good. It's crisper than some others.
The artificial watermelon can be touch and go. This one's pretty good, and I think you will like it because the lime really does kind of like zest it up a little bit. The iced tea is rough. It's not good. It doesn't really taste like lemonade or tea. It's just a weird, is I was not into it. Maybe it's a grower, but I was like, I don't know about this.
There's that, God, I forget the brand name now. Have you tried those seltzers that are like a little more flavored than regular?
Which, and there's bubbly.
No, it's another one. They're all the boxes are two tones in two different colors. Gosh, I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, they have one that's an iced tea that's not horrible, but iced tea, I don't know if they have juice in them or what. They're closer to bubbly than seltzer, but it's a different brand. But for the most part, the iced tea flavor is
It's not a great translation of seltzer. I was hoping it would be like exciting and sort of like novel for summer, but it was a dead end for me for sure.
Don't you make your own seltzer?
I do have a Soda Stream, but I haven't used it in a long time.
Mm. Yeah, me too.
It's not as good, unfortunately. Like I'm sad because I love seltzer and I love Polar, and like it's just like the bubbles are better. Yeah. Like the ones we get home are just like, so-so.
Oh, I don't know if I agree with you, but you can't get a... I think if like just mixing just lemon if you're in for something straight, it's just as good. Mm. But if you try and get... Well, you try and get all those like flavored things with them, those are all gross. So what you really need to do is just squirt some lemon juice in it or smash up some blueberries or something.
Yeah, or little pea.
SodaStream's a great investment.
Risky investment. Or not risky, but like morally risky, because they're like apartheid and... Israel-Palestine, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're an Israeli company, and they took a bunch of land from Palestine to like build their factory or something like that. It's not great.
Good Lord.
So you should not buy a SodaStream. You should only be gifted a SodaStream.
Yeah. Well, I was gifted a SodaStream, so I guess I feel better. Same here,
which is why I can talk about it. But it's like I would not pay money for one.
I'm sure that there's like knockoff brands that... Aren't stealing land. Yeah,
they're definitely
are. I would not have guessed that apartheid would come up in our snack baby episode.
Via SodaStream.
I would have.
It's always there, just like it, just in the background. Well, listeners, tell us what you're snacking on. Go to our Twitter at snackbabies, and of course, email us at snackbabiespodcast@gmail.com, and then go to our Patreon, patreon.com/snackbabies, for $1 a month, get access to our bonus snack content. We're doing Brie to Brie over there. We're doing Power Hours and all kinds of stuff on the Patreon. Until then, snack babies, snacking off.